When the water hits me, it takes a second to remember I'm not in jail. Back in the 90s, I spent 3 months sitting in county on a weapons beef that ended in a hung jury. Green-gray industrial paint, grimy wall tile. When I open my eyes, it's like I'm having flashbacks.
Morning, sunshine.
Giovetti tosses the empty bucket. Hands cuffed above my head to half a shower fixture jutting out of the tiled wall. Dirty water dripping from busted ceiling pipes swirls down rusted drains. A single light hangs from the ceiling, throwing out a flickering pool of yellow. The walls are covered in gang signs, the floor in broken bottles and crack vials. Stink in the air like meat gone too long in an unplugged fridge. Last thing I remember is Julio crushing my windpipe, squeezing me like an overripe tomato. Breathing feels funny, air not coming in quite right. Something wrong with the sound in the room. Quiet in a way I can't place. Something's missing. I run through my catalog of injuries, and they're all coming up blank. Throat, knee, all those old aches and pains that I learned to ignore are gone. Conspicuous in their absence. What the fuck is wrong with me? I tug on the cuffs. More to give me something else to think about from any realistic hope of getting out.
Sorry, son. Police issue. They're not coming off.
Giovetti crouches, far enough away that I can't get to him, jaundiced in the dim light. He's got a blue polo shirt, chinos, a pair of slip-on loafers. If not for the Beretta in his hand, he'd look a lot like my grandfather.
How are you feeling? Wondering when you're gonna come back.
Fuck you.
Now, there's a pity. I was hoping for better than that. The fact you can talk at all is a good sign, though. Let's try something else. What's Simon's problem?
I give him the finger.
Interesting. That's different. What if I said, please?
I stare at him for a good long minute. And with each passing second, he's getting happier and happier.
Simon didn't send Julio to kill you. Just wanted to talk. Find out if you knew what happened to the guys you hired from him.
Just talk, right. So he sends his goddamn gorilla over with an axe handle? Just like London. No hard feelings, bygones and all that. Blimey bastard. They're dead. He knows why. And what about you? Suppose I'd be seeing you for a talk sometime? No. Not a goddamn thing's changed.
The fuck do you want, anyway?
You're always this inquisitive, aren't you? That's really good.
Giovetti pulls up a half-burned sofa cushion and sits back on it.
Yeah. I want to be left alone. I want Simon to hold up his end of the bargain and not try to rip me off again.
The man's got people lining up to kiss his ass. What the hell could he possibly want from you?
Oh, you've no idea what this is all about, do you?
He settles in on the cushion, cross-legged, like he's about to tell a story to a third grader.
Immortality. Living forever. It's a neat trick if you can pull it off.
If I hadn't already known I was being held by a psychopath, this pretty much clinches it. Play along, Sunday. Stall for time. Talk slowly to the crazy guy with the gun, and maybe you'll walk out of here. Oh, and ignore that whole zombie Julio problem that's banging on the back of your skull.
Suppose you can do it, huh?
Of course I can. And Simon knows it. That's why you're here. Betting he fed you a load of horse shit, but trust me, that's the reason.
Really? And here's me thinking I was coming to feed you to a wood chipper.
The thing that gets me is how he's able to get you stupid fuckers to listen to him. I mean, he is one of the worst liars I've ever met.
You hear him tell it, he handed your ass to you in London.
Giovetti's eyes flash, the grandfatherly mask twisting into something darker, older, like he's got a demon under his skin and he's barely keeping it inside. I almost start to believe that Simon was right. Just as quickly, it's gone. The grin is back on his face, like it never left.
Yeah, well, there is that. I got lazy. I owe him for London. He thought he took me out. But hey, I'm a survivor. Little this, little that, I'm as good as new.
Fountain of youth, right? Live forever?
Exactly.
I nod at his sallow arms, skin hanging off the bone like liquefied chicken.
Didn't stick, did it?
Well, maybe not fountain of youth so much as fountain of not staying dead. But I'm working on that one. Hey, wanna see something neat?
He rummages around in his pocket and pulls out a stone. an opal about the size of a small egg. It catches the light. I can feel it pulsing at me, drawing me in.
It's an attention getter, isn't it?
I shake my head to clear it, look away. It's the stone Simon's been going on about. Has to be.
British stole these babies from the Australian Aborigines 100 years ago, give or take. There are only a couple left in the world. One of them got blown up when a French lieutenant took an artillery shell in World War I. Another one's sitting at the bottom of the ocean. I think some crazy Chinaman ground one of them up and shot it into his dick or something. Then there's this one.
He turns it in the dim light, crazy colors spinning on its surface.
This beauty turned up at a collector's in Beverly Hills. Funny how things turn out, huh? Doesn't look like much, does it?
Mwah. He kisses the stone, slides it back in his pocket.
That's it? That's what you hired 3 guys for? Jesus, you could have gotten a tweaker with a sawed-off shotgun.
You're telling me. Wouldn't be dealing with this bullshit if I had.
He looks at me, waiting for something.
So, aren't you gonna ask? You know you want to.
Ask what? What that's got a goddamn thing to do with your psychosis?
He throws his hands up in the air.
You still don't get it. This baby's what makes it all possible. The works, the Megillah, the whole shebang. This is the thing that raises the dead, makes you live forever.
Raise the dead.
It sounds insane just coming out of my mouth. But the image of Julio, gray skin and gasping like a fish, is worming its way into the foreground.
Worked great on Julio.
Yeah, the others. They've already fallen apart. But that's what experiments are for, right? I want to use this baby on myself, I gotta make sure it works first. Got close with your buddy. Damn close. Almost licked that problem with accelerated decomposition and free will.
Missed a couple of ingredients, did you? Not enough nutmeg?
Exactly. It's not like this is a science, you know. More like art. Anyway, I messed up. By the time your buddy tried to take his head off, he was already falling apart.
Bullshit.
Julio was fine when I saw him. Already dead my ass. I remember the blood flowing out of him, the life draining from his eyes. I don't believe it.
No? Not buying it? Doesn't matter. I'll celebrate anyway.
Celebrate what?
I've done it. Finally. At least I'm pretty sure I've done it.
His words sink into me. He's done it? The fuck does that mean? Jesus, let's assume he's not talking smack, that he can pull this off. Crazy and immortal? How do you kill a dead man? How do I stop him from killing me? If this isn't all bullshit, I am seriously fucked. I shove the panic down, keep him talking, only way out.
Yeah? You think that?
He gives me this look like I'm a lizard in a bell jar.
I don't know. You tell me.
It takes me a few seconds to register what he said. And when it does, my world drops out from under me. I tell myself that I don't feel any different. Only I do. My lungs, the missing aches and pains, my blown out knee. I see one of the bandages on my sliced up hands has peeled back. The cuts are gone. My body feels like somebody's thrown the off switch, but forgot to tell me about it.
Yeah, I say I worked out the kinks. Yeah.
He gets up to leave, stops, slaps his forehead.
Damn it, I knew I was forgetting something.
He shoots me in the head. White hot light, a blast of thunder like sticking my head in a jet engine. I shatter into 1,000 pieces, bone and flesh blasting out in a fan behind me. Everything black. A beat, maybe two. Then it all snaps back like a rubber band. My jaw is missing, along with the entire left side of my face. I can feel blood running down my front. I'm blind in one eye, probably because it's not there anymore. My right foot spasms, shuddering from the misfired signals it's not getting. I think I can feel a draft on the inside of my skull. Oddly enough, none of this hurts. Slowly, how slowly I have no idea because my time sense is as fucked as it gets. I can feel things shifting, growing, brain tissue filling out, muscle, bone, and skin knitting back together like some crazy ant's nightmare Afghan. Blood spills out of the ceiling chasms in my face. My vision slides back. Hearing clears. Teeth coming into a new jaw. Nerves knot themselves back together, firing away, happy as chattering fucking magpies. My foot stills. I have no idea what the hell just happened.
Well, that was different.
Giovetti's looking at me like I just shit out the Vienna Boys Choir. It takes me a minute to find my voice, vocal cords still tying themselves back into their proper knots.
Give me the gun. I'll show you how it feels from this side.
Think I'll pass.
Might want to salt that gun, because when I get out of here, I'm gonna feed it to you.